Radio Prague News.
Outgoing Social Democratic Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek says that he will push for early elections in 2008. Deputy Finance Minister Edward Tjanota warns that the Czech Republic's adoption of the euro in 2010 is threatened by the state budget's deficit, and the Ministry of Education is preparing to begin pilot projects in select schools to test reforms which come into effect in 2007. Outgoing Social Democratic Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek has confirmed that he intends to press for early elections to the lower house in 2008. Mr. Paroubek made the statements during a televised interview on Sunday, saying that he does not want to allow a minority civic democratic government to govern until 2009, when the Czech Republic will hold the presidency of the European Union. The Social Democratic chairman was reacting to his rival, the chairman of the Civic Democratic Party, Mirek Topolánek, who does not agree with the notion that the next government's mandate should end before the EU presidency term finishes in June 2009. Earlier, Mr. Paroubek had expressed the opinion that early elections would not hurt the Czech Republic's success during the EU presidency rotation. Mr. Topolánek and Mr. Paroubek are due to meet on Monday to discuss the conditions for social democratic support for a minority civic democratic government. Mr. Paroubek wants to approve key ministry postings, and two possible civic democratic candidates are problematic for him, Alexander Vondra and Ivan Langer, who have been tipped as candidates for foreign minister and interior minister, respectively. The Deputy Finance Minister, Edward Tjanota, says that the Czech Republic's planned adoption of the euro in 2010 is in danger. Mr. Tjanota made the statement during a televised interview on Sunday. He says that the euro's adoption is threatened because the Czech Republic must fulfill all the Maastricht criteria by the middle of 2007, and that includes criteria regarding the proposed state budget deficit. EU standards set deficit rates at a maximum of 3.3% of GDP, while the Czech Republic's proposed budget for 2007 stands at 88 billion crowns, including a deficit of 3.8% GDP. Meanwhile, outgoing Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek has reacted to the news by saying that it is better to delay the introduction of the euro than to cut back on social programs. The new school year, set to begin in a couple of weeks, will usher in the beginning of significant reforms to the educational system, says a spokesman from the Ministry of Education. The new educational techniques will first be tested at elementary schools designated for the pilot program, meant to eliminate the traditional approach in Czech schools, which saw children memorizing a great many facts and placed far less stress on creativity and discussion. The ministry also says that parents will have a far greater opportunity to provide schools and teachers with feedback on their child's education. The educational reforms are marked as the most significant since the early 1990s and will come into effect on September 1, 2007. And police have secured the descriptions of three men who robbed a currency exchange office in the center of Prague on Saturday afternoon. The men got away with a reported 800,000 crowns, and police are currently gathering evidence, screening surveillance footage, and interviewing possible witnesses. And finally, look at the weather. The forecast for the next several days calls for partly cloudy skies and daytime highs of about 23 degrees Celsius. I'm Linda Mashtalich, and that's the end of the news.
This is Radio Prague, and I'm Ian Willoughby. In today's program, we read from your competition entries in Mailbox. Daniela Lazareva has this week's letter from Prague, and that's followed by Magic Carpet with Petr Daruchka. But first, it's time for Mailbox. This week we continue in our readings from the entries sent in by our listeners for Radio Prague's annual competition. In it, we asked our listeners to identify three short sounds that we played. Last week we heard the full entries by the English section's finalists, Alon Rabb and Brian Kendall. Today, we'll read excerpts from the runner-up entries in English. But first, let's hear the first sound featured in our competition.
Ukončete, prosím, výstup a nástup. Dveře se zavírají.
And the first excerpt comes from Tony Nuttall from England.
The three sounds of this year's competition I find very evocative of both Prague as a city and of the Czech lands and people as a whole. Your first sound is that of the Prague Metro and brings to mind the superb transport system that you are so lucky to enjoy. This is in complete contrast to the public transport that we have in England. On my first visit to the Czech Republic some 5 years ago, I made my first venture onto the transport system of Prague and its hinterland. It was amazing. Although not a Czech speaker, I found the journey very easy. Each tram, train, bus or metro arrived at the stated time on the timetable and actually arrived on time at the destination I had chosen. Try that in London and you would be introduced to the world of signals failure, points failure or a plain simple cancellation. The ding-dong of the Metro Public Address System is a joy to hear and brings back happy memories of Prague and its transport system.
The sound of Prague's wonderful metro system, as described by our regular listener and correspondent Tony Nuttall. The second excerpt today is by Roger Chambers from the US, and he's describing this sound.
Americans and English, help us. We need guns. There are too many Germans.
The second sound at first reminded me of the invasion of Prague by the Soviet Union in 1968. However, closer listening, with the English, Americans, we need help, too many Germans, placed it at World War II. I found details in an old Encyclopedia Britannica. But the most detail was curiously found in the Lonely Planet guidebook on Prague, quoted here. On May 5, 1945, the population of Prague rose against the German forces as the Red Army approached from the east. U.S. troops had reached Pilsen, but held back in deference to their Soviet allies. The only help for Prague's lightly armed citizens came from Russian soldiers of the so-called Vlasov units, former POWs who had defected to the German side and now defected in turn to the Czech cause. They subsequently retreated to western Bohemia and surrendered to the Americans. Many people died before the Germans began pulling out on the 8th of May, having been granted free passage out of the city by the Czech resistance movement, in return for which the Germans left without destroying any more buildings or bridges. Most of Prague was thus liberated by its own residents before Soviet forces arrived the following day. Liberation Day is now celebrated on the 8th of May. Under communism, it was the 9th. So the sound heard was from a multilingual plea for help broadcast over Radio Prague, Czech radio, most likely on May 5th or 6th, 1945.
The Prague Uprising in the entry by Roger Chambers. And finally, you can hear how Mary Lou Krennick from the United States described the third sound in our competition.
It's such a pleasant reflection to remember my experiences in the old town part of Prague. The plaza is always full of people, natives and visitors alike. Everyone seems to be drawn to the historical old town hall surrounded by quaint shops and cafe restaurants. I remember simply relaxing at an outside cafe restaurant, enjoying a nice goulash and a glass of local beer, when the astronomical clock on the side wall of the old town hall started its hourly performance and duty to the crowds around. The medieval clock dates back to the 15th century and gives the time of day, the months and seasons of the year, the signs of the zodiac, and of course the sun and moon. What a work of mechanical engineering and architecture. And to entertain the crowds more, there is an hourly procession of Christ followed by his apostles. Death is represented by a skeleton who tolls the bell as Christ and the apostles emerge. A crow is above their heads, which makes the crow sound after which the clock strikes.
Those were three excerpts from three runner-up entries, played at the request of our listeners. And thanks again to everybody who took part in our annual competition. Meanwhile, our monthly competition is still running. So to win one of four prizes given out every month, you need to answer this question. We'd like you to tell us the name of the Czech-born tennis, soccer and ice hockey player who was born in 1895 and was this year inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame. Please send us your answers by the end of August to the usual address, english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague. Now, from your letters to a letter from us. Here's Daniela Lazareva joining us with this week's letter from Prague.
There's a Czech saying that goes, Všichni jsme si rovni, ale někteří jsou si rovnější. All men are equal, but some more equal than others. In other words, there will always be an elite for whom the rules can be stretched. And the Czech elite certainly does its best to keep this saying alive. The most recent example of this is afforded by the new road legislation and police president Vladislav Husák. When a newspaper reporter filmed the police president speeding to work in blatant disregard of the new legislation, while drivers around him crawled at the prescribed 50 kilometers per hour limit, the police boss first denied everything and then apologized to the interior minister and meted out his own punishment, a 10,000 crown fine donated to charity and a 3-month self-imposed ban on driving. Had he been a mere commoner on the road, his fine would have been over 22,000 crowns, and his driver's license would have been confiscated for 6 months, after which he would have had to take his driving test all over again. This incident resulted in much bantering in pubs around the country as pub regulars joked about how they would punish themselves for their driving offences. That appeared to be the end of it until this week when a funny mail circulated around the country. It was a letter from a commoner to a police station in Prague's Strašnice district. The author, who had been asked to come round to the police station over a parking offence, said he was terribly sorry about the violation. He admitted he was in the wrong and said he would punish the offender most severely, with 50 extra sit-ups every morning for a week and a ban on driving for the rest of the day. He moreover enclosed 50 crowns for the traffic warden, who had been so alert as to spot the offence. The police chief rose to the occasion, writing back in kind and returning the 50 crowns with a suggestion that the offender buy his kids ice cream. I remember the letter well, the police chief said when he was contacted by the media about it. We don't get many of those, and I didn't want to beat around the bush, so I dealt with a guy on the level. A most refreshing response for all those who would have liked to do the same but lacked the audacity. It let Czechs know that many police chiefs and traffic wardens were sympathetic and embarrassed by their superiors' behaviour, and that their life would be much easier if they didn't have to account for it.
You're tuned to Radio Prague, where it's time now for me to hand you over to Petr Daruška with this month's edition of Magic Carpet.
Hello and welcome to Magic Carpet, bringing you music from Czech Republic. One of this year's most important festivals took place in Ostrava, the former mining town up in North Czech Republic, close to the Polish border. Besides the big stars like Robert Plant or Salif Keita, it also featured some new fresh talents. Here's one of the examples, the women a cappella quartet, Yellow Sisters.
Singalana, singalana se.
Singalana se, 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 singal
Singalana se, 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 singalana se,
For young women who call themselves Yellow Sisters, this summer was a very lucky season for them, as they won the first prize in a competition held in advance of the Colors of Ostrava festival. As a result, they did not only had a chance to perform at the festival, but also started recording an album for the leading Czech indie label, which is actually called Indies Records. In the meantime, we can hear one more song from their demo album, which helped them to get the prize.
tak si, jen tak si s větrem hrát. Nech mě jen tak, tak si s větrem bát. Nech mě jen tak si s větrem hrát. Nech mě jen tak, tak si s větrem bát.
This was the Yellow Sisters. And who were the elephants who entered the Colors of Ostrava competition? Glazy are primarily a rock band, but when they decide to cross the line, it's worth listening. There are three women and three guys in the band, and one of the women is quite exceptional lead singer, Hela. Here is a very unusual song by Glazy, sung in Polish. Glazy, three men and three women from Ostrava. The festival Colors of Ostrava was also a good opportunity for Amit Chatterjee, an Indian guitarist who spent 11 years performing with one of the most important jazz players, Joe Zawinul. Recently, Amit decided to make Czech Republic his home and started to work with two Czech musicians, the multi-instrumentalist Tomáš Reindl and saxophone player Pavel Hrubý. From their forthcoming CD, this is a tune titled Shiva and Shakti Dance Together. And that is all we had time for in today's program. Thanks for listening to this edition of Magic Carpet, which came to you on Radio Prague and was presented by Petr Doruška.
Ici Radio Prague, programme en langue française des émissions internationales de la radio tchèque, Ondes Courtes. Pour bénéficier d'une agréable réception, voici la grille de nos horaires en temps universel et fréquence en kilohertz. six heures vingt-sept, Europe, 5930, 7345. 7h30, 7h57, Europe, 9880, 11600. 16h30, 16h57, Europe, Afrique Centre, 5930, 17485. 18h30, 18h57, Europe, Afrique Ouest, 5930, 13580. 22h, 22h27, Amérique du Nord, 7345, 9415. Nous vous invitons à l'écoute sur le web. Pour cela, veuillez vous connecter au site www.radio.cz/français. Radio Prague est aussi sur le satellite. Vous trouverez toutes les informations sur notre site www.radio.cz/français.